From the heartland of America and the gateway to the West, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. Welcome to Coast AM. Just up, Dr. Joel Wallach joins us. We're going to give you some health tips for a couple hours and take calls pretty soon. Let's slam the website and set another record. CriticalHealthNews.com, CriticalHealthNews.com. And here's a phone number to call for assistance. If you hear what Doc Wallach says and you haven't had a chance to write it down, call this number because they're doing it for you. 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. We will be back in a moment with Doc Wallach from CriticalHealthNews.com. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. It's that time for Doc Wallach. He and pharmacist Ben Fuchs alternate every 3 weeks to come on the program to give us some incredible health tips, and they have been incredible. As a matter of fact, Doc Wallach, of course, heads up the CriticalHealthNews.com team. He has been around for a long, long time. Doc, I wanted to tell you that our friend Tim Conway, who hosts a program on KFI, our Los Angeles affiliate, loves you. He thought you were the best during the pandemic and helped so many people. I just wanted to pass that on to you.
Well, it's very kind of Tim, very kind of you for passing it on. Thank you so much.
How have you been?
Just really busy, as you can imagine, with all the things going on.
Oh, my God.
And, of course, what we did was look at two things. Number one, what can we do to help people get rid of their health conditions, negative health conditions, and add 25 to 50 healthful years to their life? We have a plan for that, okay? And it starts out with some famous people. You remember somebody by the name of Bruce Lee?
Oh, sure do, the Taekwondo guy.
Yeah, Taekwondo. He was considered the fitness guru, okay? He was the guy. And he was, 20 years old, and he was considered the guru of the world.
Yep. And a Hollywood actor, too.
Oh, yeah, Hollywood, TV, I mean, he was the greatest. And then he dies at 32. Not many people know that. He died at 32.
Yeah, no, I know that. It was horrible.
Yeah. It was horrible. Now, I did a sort of a remote autopsy on him. I went and got all the data, okay? And, you know, I've done 32,000 autopsies, so I know how to do this. And my thesis is in the Smithsonian Institute as a national treasure, so I'm not just somebody shouting empty words. And so what I did was, Bruce, okay, what are we going to do here, Bruce? Okay, and so Bruce told me the story. He's dead, but he told me the story. Okay, now I have to tell you that the record for human longevity in the Western world, in the industrialized nations, is a French woman by the name of Jean Kelment. She died in 1997 at age 122 years and 164 days.
She's documented, too, wasn't she?
Documented. Oh, yeah. Many times. Documented. Yeah. In 1997, they had all the records. There's no doubt about it. 122 years and 164 days.
Good for her.
Good for her. Now, our life expectancy in the United States is 75. The
God, Doc, you've gone past that, and I'm going to get close to that.
Yes. I'm 83 going on 84. Okay, and then let's see here. Emergency room doctors in the United States, their life expectancy is 58. Now, I do want to go back to Bruce Lee, and he died in 1973 at 32, and it was not a surprise. He was in the process of dying over time. Now, what made him interesting was that he claimed that he supplemented. But I went in to find out, what did he supplement with? You know, what vitamins and minerals did he take? Well, he only took one mineral, magnesium. So I'm assuming he had cramps and stuff in his muscles and took magnesium to relax the muscles. He also got his B vitamins by doing brewer's yeast. Okay. He did take a vitamin C tablet. And let's see here. That was it. Now, he did his breakfast every morning, for 25 years was muesli. And muesli is just uncooked oatmeal, rolled oats, dried and ground up into powder, and they made a kind of a porridge out of it. Now, muesli is made out of oatmeal, and guess what? And it's an enormous amount of gluten. Destroys the small intestines.
Uh-huh.
He also, at the end of breakfast, he would drink a dairy smoothie, which is good, but he laced it with wheat germ.
More gluten stuff.
More gluten stuff. Then for lunch every day for 25 years, he had spaghetti, more gluten. He had dinner every night with spaghetti, more gluten. And he did take, lecithin, and he did take inositol. And that was his supplement program.
No multiple vitamin,
Nothing like that, no. And so this is, and I got pictures of him when he was 20 years old in his peak. I mean, this guy just looked great. I mean, I can see why all the people who were exercising and you know, into the fitness thing.
They all wanted to be Bruce Lee.
They all wanted to be Bruce Lee. I mean, everyone wanted to be Bruce Lee between his ages of 20 and 25. Well, 27, 28, he was in one of his fighting postures, okay, in this picture, and he looks like he's 100 years old. He's lost like 50% of his weight. He is nothing but skin and bone.
And he wasn't that heavy in the first place.
That's correct. He was only 145 pounds at his peak weight. And I didn't have an ounce of fat on him. And that's what people just respected so much. And his big bags under his eyes, you could see the bones underneath his skin and his face. And his wig, I'm sure he wore a wig because his hair was black, I mean, jet black, and it was tilted to the side in the picture. And so you do it as a wig, sort of thing. And so then the last 3 months, I finally got this piece of information, the last 3 months of Bruce Lee's life, he switched from all that diet that he was taking in for 20 years, and he switched over to nothing but fruit and vegetables for 3 months. So he knew he was in trouble. He knew he was in trouble, and he tried to fix it with a vegan diet, and he died at the end of that 3 months.
What did he publicly die of, Doc?
Well, they said he drank too much water. That's why I did the study.
Oh, that's right.
They came out. Now, they didn't say at the time. They said nothing for 49 years. They said nothing for 49 years, but then about 2 weeks ago, they came out and said, well, they finally figured out that Bruce Lee died of drinking too much water. And I'm thinking,
that's
kooky. That's not even possible for Bruce Lee to drink too much water. No. And so that's when I went by and started digging up all this information on him. And there's no doubt about it. His intestines were dead because he ate gluten 3 times a day, and which kills your intestines. The only mineral he took was magnesium, because he's thinking, well, he's getting all his minerals from the vegetables, and he's getting all his vitamins from the brewer's yeast and all this kind of stuff. You know, some hippies were talking to him and gave him all this misinformation, and that's the way he worked, and it cost him his life at age 32, okay? But he did know he had screwed up before he died, because he switched everything like 180 degrees for the last 3 months of his life.
The moral of the story, stay away from gluten, right?
Stay away from gluten, and also buckwheat. You know, no wheat, brown rye, oats, or buckwheat. Buckwheat doesn't have gluten in it, but it does. It's a big label on the buckwheat bottles or bags. No gluten. Everybody loves it. But it has phagopyrins in it, which is worse than gluten. So you have to stay away from buckwheat also. Now, this is something I had to do because of the Bruce Lee story. I said, okay, what are we looking at here? When you look at Red Bull, okay, which is the first energy drink, the first sports drink that came out, and they came out in, let's see here, I'm trying to figure out when they came out. Oh, there it is. They came out, Red Bull came out in 1987. Okay,
that came out a long time ago, 30 years ago.
Yeah. 1987. It was made by an Austrian, not an Australian, but an Austrian, who just died about 2 months ago. He was 78 years old. He was a billionaire because of Red Bull. And what did he die from? Oh, he died of the same thing that
Bruce Lee
died from. Now, this guy claimed that he drank 10 cans of Red Bull every day, okay, for 20-something years. 10 cans a day of Red Bull. 10 cans a day. That's what he said. It's published in the newspapers.
Isn't that loaded with caffeine, too?
Caffeine has the highest rate of caffeine of any
sports drink.
Thank you. Let's look at the first sports drink. It was made by Coca-Cola. Monster, 1985, 2 years before Red Bull came out.
Still out.
And then Rockstar came out in 2001 from Pepsi-Cola. And our sports drink Rebound came out in 2011. Now, I got a couple of comparisons here. And so Red Bull, of course, was the big guy. And so we have a study that I've done. And there's three CDs that came out. And I'll give that to you in just a second, but I want to give you this information.
Yeah, we're coming up to a break in about 40 seconds.
Okay. Well, let me just tell you then. The three CDs are Dead Athletes Don't Lie. We're talking about 30-year-old Olympic athletes dying. We're talking about 30-year-old professional athletes dying. And the second CD is Exercise Without Supplementation is Suicide. All these athletes are dying in their 30s and 40s and 50s. What kills billionaires? They're dying in their 60s, okay? And that's because they're just eating well, quote-unquote, and not supplementing, and it's costing them their life. And, you know, we can get deeper into this when we come back from the break.
All right, Doc. Doc Wallach with us from criticalhealthnews.com, and we're going to take calls early, and then we'll take calls next hour with Doc Wallach, trying to help you, giving you some health tips. Doc, I want to ask you about this tri-pandemic that's hitting us with COVID, the flu, and RSV, which is a respiratory ailment. That's all over the place. We'll talk about that as well. Doc Wallach's website, criticalhealthnews.com. Go to it. I love setting a record every time the doc's on. They send us numbers on that the next day. And the toll-free number, 1-855-949-7234. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. George Norrie with you with Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. We'll take your calls this half hour and next hour as well. Doc, they're calling it the tri-pandemic that is running around with COVID. The flu now, which was non-existent last year, is rampant again, and something called RSV, which is a respiratory ailment. What's going on? How could all these diseases pop up at the same time?
Well, they're always there, George. But what happens is when the population's immune system drops, these bugs are ready to jump on you. They're always there, okay? They don't just sort of appear out of nowhere. They're always there. They're smoldering. And the reason, and of course, there's all this stuff about the vaccinations and so on.
Mm-hmm.
Vaccines, there's not a single vaccine that's designed to kill viruses. All vaccines do is notify your body that there's a bug out there with a certain DNA, and it sensitizes your immune system to the DNA. And so when the bug shows up, if your immune system is good, you send out the white blood cells and the antibodies to go kill and eat the bug. Now, there's another piece that they never tell you about. They always say, get your vaccination, get your booster, but they never tell you about the most important piece, because the people who aren't getting the vaccinations are doing better than the people who got vaccinations, not because the vaccination is hurting them. It's just the vaccinations by themselves are useless, okay? And so how the people are surviving and flourishing is they're taking the 90 essential nutrients, because your bone marrow, which is your immune system, makes white blood cells to kill and eat viruses, makes stem cells to make antibodies, okay, to kill viruses. And then it also makes the red blood cells and platelets to stop you from bleeding to death and all that kind of stuff. So your bone marrow, most people never get to see their bone marrow, George, but it's extremely important to your health and longevity and your defense and your resistance and so forth. And your bone marrow requires 90 essential nutrients to make it happen. And so when you're taking the 90 essential nutrients, the 16 minerals, the 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 3 fatty acids, which we call the Healthy Start Pack, okay, the Healthy Start Pack, and then we have one with 215 nutrients, it's still, the core is still the 90, it's the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack. I only weigh 142, but I take two of those a month. I take a full dose of breakfast, full dose of dinner time, and I also take the Killer Biotic. I take three of those twice a day. It gets my immune system up and going. And so if the bug comes along, my own immune system kills the bug.
Right. Now, you did get vaccine, though, didn't you?
I did get the vaccine. Of course, I was in the military for over 20 years, retired as a lieutenant colonel in the Air Force. And so I'm not afraid of vaccines, but I know what their limitations are.
Sure.
Okay, so I do the vaccines, make everybody happy, but I still take my 90 essential nutrients, and I stay away from the bad stuff so I can absorb. No gluten, no wheat, barley, rye, oats, no buckwheat, none of the phagopyrins in the buckwheat. So I maximize absorption. And the new three CD set we have, George, is entitled, and this will blow your mind, it's entitled, There's a New Bull in Town, because we want to replace the Red Bull.
Uh-huh.
It has only one mineral. Red Bull only has one mineral, magnesium. Our Rebound has 75 minerals in it, George.
75?
75
wow.
Plant-derived minerals extracted from plants out of the ocean.
It's like a vitamin drink.
Yeah. And, of course, we have 12 vitamins and 13 amino acids. So we have 75 minerals, 25 vitamins and amino acids. Red Bull has one mineral and four vitamins. Rockstar has one mineral and five vitamins. Now, which one is going to support your immune system better, one with 75 minerals or one with one mineral?
I'll take the 75.
Yeah. And so, and this is, again, that we have it in three forms. We have canisters with 36 servings in it. We have a little scoop, so one scoop per serving. We have a box with 30 sticks. I take three or four of those sticks in my pocket, so when I'm out on the road, if I need some energy or something, I'll have that instead of a soft drink that you buy someplace. I just put it in a bottle of water. And then also we have a can, 12-ounce cans, 12 of them in a case, and it has the 100 nutrients in it, the 75 minerals and the 25 vitamins, amino acids, but it is carbonated. So I pop two of them the night before I go to bed, and put the open cans in the refrigerator. They off-gas the bubbly, so by morning it's flat, no bubbly, but I have my 100 nutrients, okay, along with all my pills, tablets, and capsules that I'm taking. So I have the immune system of an elephant, okay? Even though I only weigh 140 pounds, I have the immune system of an elephant. So let the bugs come, because my immune system, my white blood cells, my antibodies will take care of it.
I've never seen you sick.
No, I have not.
I've never seen you sick. Let's take some calls, Doc. Yeah. They're lining up for you, and we're going to do this next hour, too.
Let's do it.
West of the Rockies, Steve in Tucson, Arizona. Let's get us started, Steven. Go ahead.
Hey, kudos, Colonel. I was a Spec 5.
Well, thank you for serving.
Thank you for your service.
You know what a Spec 5 is?
Yep.
In between a corporal and a sergeant.
Yep, you're one of the good ones.
Right on the front lines. That's why we love you.
10 years.
Good for you.
Congratulations. How can we help you today?
All right, well, I'm listening, and as you talk more, I learn more. And
you
only said antibodies once.
All right, explain antibodies, Doc.
Okay, well, antibodies are things that your stem cells produce in your bone marrow, and the antibodies are designed to attack certain DNA. And when your bone marrow is sensitized to the DNA in the viruses, which vaccines do, when the viruses show up, your stem cells release the antibodies, and the antibodies go kill the virus. And so the nutrients are just as important as the vaccination, actually more, because there's many, many people who did not get the vaccinations, but we're taking our 90 essential nutrients, and we're exposed, and, you know, they had their COVID for like 3 hours or 3 days or something like that, and their own immune system with the antibodies and the stem cells and white blood cells killed and ate the virus and got rid of their symptoms just in hours or days, okay? So if I had my choice, if somebody said, okay, I'm going to put you in jail, you have your choice. Do you want a vaccine or do you want the 90 essential nutrients? I'll take the 90 essential nutrients. As you pointed out.
I would, too.
I'm 83 going on 84, George. I have not been sick except once I fell in a construction pit in Canada about 20 years ago. I was in the hospital for 3 days with IV antibiotics. That's the only time in my whole life I've ever been on a prescription drug.
You also played football, didn't you?
Yes, sir. I lettered in football.
And wrestling?
Wrestling.
Yeah.
I played, pulling guard on offense, and I played middle linebacker on defense.
I bet you were fast.
I was very fast, and my wrestling, I wrestled the 120-pound slot. I only weighed 125 pounds, and they always used to laugh at me on the defense until I tackled them a few times, and they didn't laugh so much anymore.
one of my dogs weighed as much as you. A long time ago.
But I wrestled and lettered at the University of Missouri for 4 years, as well as in high school and junior high.
Right, let's go to Joanne in Linwood, Washington, first-time caller. Hi, Joanne.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I appreciate all that both of you do. My question is, I had COVID about 4 months ago, and I now have had some what they call post-COVID hair loss. And I was wondering, does COVID make an inflammatory response in your body that months later something could happen like that?
I don't think they know, Joanne, what COVID does. Doc, go ahead.
Okay, thank you, George. Joanne, basically, when that happens, and how old are you?
Let me go get her. How old are you, Joanne?
72.
Okay.
72. And how much do you weigh? What's your body weight?
I weigh 140.
Okay, I need to ask you two questions. Number one, let's see here. How many times do you wake up at night to urinate? Once, three times, five times?
Doc, that's kind of personal, isn't it?
That's okay. Usually maybe once, but not too often.
Okay. Do you have any dizziness or vertigo or balance problems?
No.
Okay. Has your voice changed in the last couple of years? So you have trouble swallowing?
No, not at all.
Okay, great. Do you have any ringing in the ears? Is it called tinnitus? Any ringing in the ears?
Occasionally, I have had that, and I quickly want to interject. I do take Tangy Tangerine.
Oh, they're good for you.
There you go. Well, you did the right thing, because when you have tinnitus ringing in the ears, okay, that's caused by the skull with osteoporosis squeezing the 10th, the 8th cranial nerve, squeezing the 8th cranial nerve, okay?
Okay.
And it causes that tinnitus ringing in the ears. It can come and go, and you can lose your sense of smell. You can lose your taste. You can lose your hearing. You get Bell's palsy. All these things are caused by osteoporosis of the skull, which are nutritional deficiencies. And so people who eat gluten, wheat, butter, rye, and oats, do you eat gluten, wheat, butter, rye, and oats?
No, I have cut that out over the past, since I had COVID, I thought I've got to start changing things. So I have gone gluten-free.
Okay, good girl. So that was, a couple of months ago?
Yes.
Okay, good. Good, good, good. Now, do you have any white, gray, or silver hair?
I definitely have that, yes.
Okay. Now, that's not due to aging. That's actually due to nutritional deficiency. So I always ask that because that tells me what's going to go on in your arteries and your heart and tendons and ligaments and skin and so forth. So here we go. 140 pounds with all these issues. I want you to take two healthy brain and heart packs per month, not just a Tangy Tangerine. That's a big part of it, but you need the whole picture. So two healthy brain and heart packs per month that has 215 nutrients in it. The core is still the 90. Take a full dose of that. I weigh 142, and I do the same thing.
And, Joanne, I'm going to give you a toll-free number after Doc's done talking in case you can't write it all down. Go ahead, Doc.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, we got the great team. They're all writing it down. But also, in addition to the two healthy brain and heart packs, you need two bottles of our MSM. Take three
MSM.
Of those bottles
for
breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And MSM will support and promote maintenance repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between your vertebrae, your immune system, bone marrow, and bone itself, including your skull, because you have osteoporosis of the skull. Okay. And then, let's see here. And the hair color will start coming back. You don't have to dye your hair, because your hair color will come back. And you've done a good job of getting off the gluten. And so you've added 25 to 50 healthy years to your life by doing that. But you do need the 90 essential nutrients. Use our Rebound sports drink instead of even the diet colas. The carbonation of the diet colas neutralize stomach acid, so you cannot absorb minerals or digest food.
There's that phone number, Joanne. It's 1-855-949-7234. 1-855-949-7234, and good luck with you. Tom, you have a text and tweet for Doc? Go ahead.
Yeah, we sure do. Doc, this is from Jason in San Francisco. He'd like you to discuss the difference between doing cardio and lifting weights, and he asks, which is better for the body?
Okay, now are you talking about cardio exercise?
Yeah, I assume he's talking about like running on a treadmill.
Yeah. Okay. They both cause the same problem, okay, because you're sweating. When you're sweating, that's what happened with Bruce Lee. He was sweating, and he wasn't taking in more than one mineral. He was only taking in magnesium. So when you're sweating, whether it's from running on a treadmill or running around the block or lifting weights, you're sweating. You're sweating out more than water. You're sweating out a soup of all your nutrients. And so you have to replace them that you're losing, plus adding the ones you need to defend you, okay? So that's why we came out with a Rebound, because it's very obvious that the Red Bull thing wasn't working for everybody, including one of the co-founders who died at 78 after taking 10 cans a day. And so that's why we came out with these three CDs entitled There's a New Bull in Town, okay? And so Dead Athletes Don't Lie, Exercise Without Supplementation and Suicide, and the one that's really fascinating to me, which came out of the sky, is what kills billionaires? You'd think they have the money to afford the best of everything.
You would think so.
Yeah, but their average life expectancy, George, is 66 years for billionaires.
Jeez. What about somebody like us?
Well, I'm expecting that we can go with Gene Calment and live to be 122. No reason why we can't.
You imagine me doing the show at 122?
Oh yeah, you'll be young like you're.
You promise me my voice will stay the same?
Oh yeah. Now I want you to appreciate that when we started our longevity program, we didn't just go say, okay, we're going to be like everybody else and grind up some clay and limestone and stuff like that for the minerals. We spent 6 months looking to where we were going to get our minerals. And we decided, who's the longest-lived people? Who has the longest life expectancy? The Hunzas, who live up in the Himalayan mountains. They live in these little valleys, and they're surrounded by all these volcanoes, and the volcanoes are showering them every day, every hour, with all this volcanic ash is going into their creeks and ponds and lakes and also into their fields. They have 77 minerals in them, in that volcanic ash.
That's right.
The Hunzas, their life expectancy, George, I hope you're sitting down, their life expectancy is 120. Many of them live to be 130, 140, 150.
Jeez.
But they're not part of the...
record keeping.
Well, they're not part of the record keeping, but they're also not part of all the modern nations. They're very.
So nobody really tracks them, Doc. We're going to come back with more with you, Doc Wallach, with us. The rest of your phone calls next on Coast to Coast AM.